And what Mr. Morris talked about was Satan and how he uses whatever he can make available against us. And he went through all of the names that Satan is known by. But basically for us to be aware of that, and to be aware that we do have an enemy who wants to destroy us. When President Bush sent out our nation's military into Iraq to locate and destroy huge amounts of weapons of mass destruction, and our president was told, and we were told by our best intelligence, along with the intelligence of many other countries, that there would be and are weapons of mass destruction that could be used against the United States and other countries, just as they were used against the Iraqi people by their own leader. None were found. Now, does that mean they never existed? Or does it mean they didn't know the right place to look? I don't know. I don't know. But I will begin my message by giving you some clues to help you and me identify and locate the real weapon of mass destruction. And here are the clues. I have no respect for justice. I have no respect for justice. I injure without taking a life. I injure without taking a life. I break hearts and ruin lives. I break hearts and ruin lives. I'm cruel and gain more strength with age. I'm cruel and gain more strength with age. The more people listen to me, the more credibility I have. The more people listen to me, the more credibility I have. I can become a popular part of any group regardless of status. Young, old, rich, poor, it doesn't matter. I can become a popular part of any group regardless of status. People are helpless against me. People are helpless against me. I'm in most cases nameless and faceless. I'm in most cases nameless and faceless. I'm very difficult to track down. The harder you try, the more difficult it becomes. I'm very difficult to track down. The harder you try, the more difficult it becomes. If I damage your name, you will never be the same. If I damage your name, you will never be the same. I'm responsible for destroying governments, marriages, friendships, individuals, and churches. I'm responsible for destroying governments, marriages, friendships, individuals, and churches. I cause tremendous heartache and pain. I cause tremendous heartache and pain. I keep people from sleeping at night. I keep people from sleeping at night. I make people suspicious of each other. I make people suspicious of each other. I have brought many people to tears. I have brought many people to tears. Those describe this weapon of mass destruction. All of those things. And as members of the body of Jesus Christ and people who must defend ourselves every day from a sworn enemy, we must know the identity of the weapon that is used to cause all of these terrible things. We need to know what it is. We know that Satan has an arsenal of high-powered weapons that he uses against us. But this particular weapon causes lifelong damage. The weapon of mass destruction that I'm going to talk about today is gossip. Gossip. That weapon of mass destruction causes all of these things that we just listed. One person on one piece of equipment, a front-end loader, a bulldozer, can destroy in a couple of hours a sizable building that took many people and many months to build. With one piece of equipment, you can destroy it and level it in just a few hours. One piece of gossip. One piece of gossip can destroy in a very short time years of work. Lifelong friendships. And it can even destroy the body of Jesus Christ. One piece of gossip. Gossip in most cases is one-sided and very judgmental. Turn to Proverbs 18, if you would. Proverbs 18. And we'll be looking into this book several times today. Several scriptures, because they're very important. They help us to understand how dangerous this weapon is. Proverbs 18 and verse 17. The first one to plead his cause seems right until his neighbor comes and examines him. Someone comes to us and tells us a story, tells us something about someone. A little bit of gossip. Yeah, okay, I believe that. That makes sense. We fail to take time. First of all, we shouldn't have listened to the gossip. But then we fail to take time to prove, is it true? Is what I just heard true? Or do we just take the ball and run with it? So, yeah, it must be. Must be factual. But we have an obligation to prove all things, the scripture tells us, even about God's word. Prove all things. And not just take someone's word for it or some story we hear about someone. Someone can tell us something about another person that sounds like it's true. Yeah, that sounds like that person. Wouldn't put it past them. Or do we examine what we're told? Do we think about what we heard? We can look back into the instruction God gave through Moses to the children of Israel, because God is aware of how dangerous this weapon is and the destruction it can cause. We go back to the book of Leviticus. Back to the book of Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 19. Leviticus chapter 19. Moses here is talking about the moral and ceremonial laws. Leviticus 19 and verse 16. Very clear direction here. You shall not go about as a talebearer among your people, nor shall you take a stand against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. God is telling us that we should not be a talebearer. A talebearer is a person who circulates rumors that are either distortions of the truth or just plain lies and meant to harm someone. So why would we as Christians even think about something like that? We wouldn't do those things. We shouldn't do those things. And shame on us if we do those things. Proverbs chapter 6. Turn there with me. Proverbs chapter 6. God hates anyone that will bring harm to another person. He doesn't take that line down. It upsets him. Proverbs 6 and verse 16. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look. A lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked plans. Feet that are swift in running to evil. A false witness who speaks lies. And one who sows discord among brethren and gossip covers them all. God said he hates them. That should be good enough for all of us. If our Creator God hates it, we should hate it. Even if we have something to say about somebody that's true, by telling others about it, you cause division. God hates someone who causes division. Mr. Parrish reminded me of another scripture that should be very important to all of us. Let's turn to Matthew 12. Matthew chapter 12. And then verse 33. The heading here is a tree known by its fruit. That's what we're known by. We're known by the fruit we produce, by how we live our lives. But in verse 33 it says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And I've heard people say, why forgive that person? I love that person. Those words come out of the mouth easy. But are they coming out of the heart? Because if they're coming out of the heart, we certainly would never gossip about that person. Never. If we truly love that person. If we truly forgive that person. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you, and these are scriptures we should all hear very clearly, I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. It's pretty clear. We as the children of God should only desire to build each other up as God does us. In James 4:10, we read about that. God who lifts us up. I've given God plenty to knock me down or gossip about me if he wants, if he chose to do that. He doesn't. He builds me up. He forgives me. He helps me. Just as we should to every other person we build them up. Proverbs 18. We can go back there to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18. And in verse 8. Proverbs 18 and verse 8. The words of a talebearer are like tasty trifles, and they go down to the inmost body. The words of a talebearer are like eating delicious sweet desserts. Although they taste great, sound interesting, the gossip sounds interesting, and are enjoyable to eat. Now I know the real story. I've been told I know something nobody else knows. They will ruin a person's health. They will hurt and destroy people. Gossip is sweet to the ear. I want to hear what's being said. I want to know the dirt on somebody. But it doesn't last. Causes a lot of damage. Destroys relationships and hurts people. Gossip can even cause someone to be put to death. Turn to Acts 6, if you would. Acts chapter 6. Acts chapter 6. Stephen, who was out preaching the same gospel that Jesus Christ preached, talking about the kingdom of God. And because some of the things he said wasn't liked by a few of the local religious leaders, they set out to discredit him. So they found some people, and it says that in verse 11, Acts chapter 6 and verse 11, it says, then they secretly induced men to say, we have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God. It was a lie. It was gossip. Stephen did no such thing. But in order to discredit him, they started that gossip. They used that weapon of mass destruction that we will see truly destroyed Stephen. Turn over to Acts 7 in verse 54. We'll see the end result of using that weapon. Acts 7 in verse 54. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. They just didn't like what Stephen was saying because they had been filled with gossip, with lies about what he supposedly said. But he, being full, of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. And instead of them looking at Stephen and being in awe of who he was and what he was saying, and that God was truly using him, and in verse 57, then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, because they didn't want to hear any more of what he was saying, and ran at him with one accord, and they cast him out of the city and stoned him. They killed him. They took his life. Because they were told he was saying things against them. God, against Moses. Gossip cost Stephen's life. That weapon of mass destruction was used on Stephen. Many people who once belonged to our fellowship and worshiped God in the same manner as we do now use that weapon of gossip to try to destroy individual people and would like nothing better than to see the United Church of God destroyed. With the internet, it's so easy to share gossip with hundreds and even thousands who can create or who can read what a person has written, doesn't have to have one little bit of truth, not one little bit of truth in it. But what gossip person shared can be 100% wrong, lies, fabrication, but there are a certain number of people that will believe it, will take it as truth, and run with it. Because now they know more than anybody else knows. They've got the absolute scoop. They're privy to that. But that gossip, those lies that are put on the internet about people or groups or anyone will eventually cause harm and destroy someone. It's done for a reason. You don't gossip and tell lies and falsehoods just to have something to do. You have a reason behind that. Proverbs 26, if you turn there with me. Proverbs 26. Proverbs 26. I love this scripture. Because it tells us gossip within the church of God can be ended today. It can be ended today. Proverbs 26 and verse 20. Where there is no wood, the fire goes out. And where there is no talebearer, strife ceases. If there's nobody that will carry gossip, if there's nobody that will listen to gossip, gossip will die. There has to be someone who wants to gossip, and there has to be someone who wants to hear it for it to flourish. But if we do as we should as Christians, gossip will die. Talebearer here in this verse is also rendered gossip or slanderer. Gossip or slanderer. Which basically says somebody's wanting to do damage to somebody. Somebody's wanting to harm somebody. Let's turn over to the book of James. James chapter 1. James chapter 1. James chapter 1 and verse 26. This could be any one of us. Verse 26. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. And certainly none of us want that. We don't want that. Psalms 34:13 says, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. How many of us have uttered a couple words and you want to get them back? Right now, you want to put them back because you wish you never would have said them. But our words and gossip are the same. When it's out, it's out. You can't get it back. No matter what you do, you can't get it back. My boss told me one time, Mike, before you send an email, before you hit that button, read it, and read it again. Because when that button's pushed, you can't get it back. You can't get it back. That's the way gossip is. When it's out there, it's out there. But you and I have to be aware that this weapon of mass destruction does exist. And it exists in God's church. It exists in the world. Satan may disguise it to look like something else, but it can destroy whoever gets struck by it. Oh, I'm just doing a favor. Oh, this isn't gossip. But let me tell you about this. Let me tell you about that. It's not gossip. I'm just trying to bring up to date. Gossip is gossip. They sing about a pig. You can put a lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. Might be a pretty pig, but it's still a pig. Gossip is gossip, no matter how you disguise it or no matter what you call it. Gossip is gossip. And we have to be very clear about the damage caused by it. It is a weapon of mass destruction. If we have something to say about another person, we should follow the instruction given to us in Scripture. We know Matthew 18. We've got a problem with a brother, we go to that brother. But we can also look at the book of Proverbs. If you look at Proverbs 25, Proverbs verse, or chapter 25. Proverbs chapter 25. And verse 9. Proverbs 25 and verse 9. Debate your case with your neighbor himself. And verse 10. Lest he who hears it exposes your shame and your reputation be ruined. So if we've got something to say to somebody, let's say it to that person. Not to everybody else. And I may have said this a few times, but when I was working at the school, someone would come down to my office and they'd say, "Can I tell you something?" So we'd sit down and talk, and all of a sudden it became really a gossip session. So I would tell them, "Well, wait just a minute," and I would go down and get the other person that they were talking about and bring them down to my office, and then ask that person, "Would you please repeat what you were telling me?" And it wasn't the same story. Everything changed. This person from becoming, you know, the object of their gossip was now a saint. It's amazing how it changes. But I knew the only way to deal with this is to just put them face to face. It'll go away. It never did go away. But people thought about what they were going to say when they came down to talk to me, because it was well known that that's what I do. And I didn't do that to hurt anybody. But if you want to gossip, don't come to my office. If you've got a problem and you want to help somebody, you want to lift somebody up, then let's talk. But I don't want to listen to the gossip. I don't have time for that. And it doesn't do anyone any good. Gossip is a type of oppression. You can hold people down with gossip. You can hold them back and not allow them to move on. Would you or I like every year to have the congregation evaluate our sins? And it may have been a sin I did 10 years ago, but it's time for my evaluation, so let's look at it. Let's look at it. When do those sins go away? Do they ever? God says they do. He doesn't worry about them. He forgets them. Forgives them and forgets them. But a lot of the gossip, especially in the church of God, is about history. About the past. God forgets the past. God moves on. And we can't allow ourselves to be held back and not move ahead. We are to become like God. Let's do that. Let's make sure we do that. Gossip is always done in secret. Other than the entertainment shows who make their living gossiping about people, or the magazines. Have you ever heard a news commentator who's saying something negative, gossiping about someone, have you ever heard them say, "I'm only saying this to build this person up"? You've never heard that. Their intent is to tear that person down, to make that person look like a fool. And they're the ones that end up looking like a fool. The conversation, when someone's gossiping, the conversation usually begins like this. And it wouldn't surprise me if we've all heard this. Or maybe we've all said this. I really shouldn't say anything. But. Or did you hear about? I don't know if it's true, but I'll tell you anyway. I'll tell you, but you got to promise me. You won't tell anybody else. Now, the same person who asked this person to promise that they wouldn't tell anybody else just promised the person who told them they wouldn't tell anybody else. And it goes on and on and on. Because it's a weapon of mass destruction. Proverbs 10:18 says, "Whoever hides hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander or gossip is a fool." That's what Scripture tells us. Proverbs 10:18. Turn to the book of James, if you would. James chapter 3. James chapter 3. James chapter 3. These are scriptures that we've all heard, but scriptures that should catch our attention. Because now we relate these scriptures to that weapon of mass destruction. Very important scriptures here. James 3, verse 1, "My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body." So if a person hasn't stumbled, they're a perfect person, they got control of their lives, no problems. So if that's talking about any of us, we don't have to listen to what else I've got to say, because we've got it under control. Verse 3, "Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body." We do that with that little old bit. The horse will go wherever we want it to go. Look also at the ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by very small rudders. Rudder wherever the pilot desires. Something so small. Control of something so big. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and this could have might in front of it. The tongue is a little member and might boast great things. Because sometimes my tongue moves quicker than I want it to, quicker than my brain. See how great for us a little fire kindles, and we see that on the news out of the West Coast. How awful that is that these people are going through and these forest fires burning millions of acres, destroying homes. And I heard this morning one firefighter had been killed. But you know, this all started someplace with a little spark. Amazing. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird and reptile and creature of the sea is tamed, and it's been tamed by mankind. We tame a lion, we can tame an elephant. You know, we can do all of these things to make them do what we want to do, jump through the hoops, set up, roll over. Does an elephant roll over? I'm not sure. But no man can tame the tongue. Isn't that amazing? No man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison, a weapon of mass destruction if it's used in the wrong way. Full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father. Thank you, God. Thank you for all you've given us. Thank you for your mercy, your compassion, your forgiveness. Thank you for giving us your Son who gave his life for me and for the rest of mankind. Thank you, God. But then it goes on to say, at the same time I'm praising and thanking God, and with it we curse men who have been made in the image of God. We praise God out of one side of our mouth and curse men, gossip about people on the other side of our mouth. How can that be? How can that be? Out of the same mouth, our mouths proceed blessings and cursing. Simple here. If we all do what verse 10 says, if we all listen to James and follow his instructions, out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, my fellow children of God, my brothers and sisters, my spiritual family, these things ought not to be. It shouldn't be in the church of God. Especially. It shouldn't be anywhere. Proverbs 16, if you go back there with me. Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16 and verse 27. An ungodly man digs up evil, and it is on his lips like a burning fire. I know something of somebody. I know something about somebody. I got to tell somebody. Because it's like having a dollar in your pocket when you're a kid. Your pocket's on fire. I got to spend a dollar. Gossip can be like that. I know it. It's on my tongue. I got to find somebody to share it with. Who can I share it with? How many loving relationships have been destroyed by this weapon of mass destruction? Many. Many relationships have been destroyed. Would we ever think about gossiping about God the Father? Would we ever think about that? Would we ever get in a little group or what I call one of you over and say, let's talk about God. I'm not sure. Satan tried that with Eve. As a matter of fact, it was gossip because it was a falsehood. Surely you won't die. And God said she would. But how many of us would even think about gossiping about God the Father? I had a hard time getting that to compute to even ask that question. Because it's just ridiculous. But what if we go down and maybe talk about Jesus Christ? Because there are some things you should know about Jesus. And don't tell anybody else. But did you know he had a wife and child? Did you know that? A lot of religions out there today teaching that. So it must be true. Did you know that he didn't even exist until Mary gave birth to him as a little baby? He never existed before that. Did you know that? A lot of religions out there today preaching it. Must be true. Now if you take that and run with it, because why would these religious people lie to me or say things that weren't true? Well, religious people had Stephen killed. Religious people had Jesus Christ arrested and crucified. Religious people had the apostles put in prison and beaten. Religious people do crazy things if they're not following God. So we hear crazy things like this, we have to prove it. We're told to prove all things. Don't listen to this gossip, because that's all it is. But we can hear it, because it's out there. Why would people look to the Word of God for truth? We are told to prove all things. We are told that this Bible is the inspired Word of God. Some people want to know more than anybody else. They want to be the smartest person in the room. Some people will believe anything without proof. I always appreciate it, Mr. Armstrong. Don't believe me, prove it. That's what we all should do. That's our responsibility. Prove it. Don't listen to all of these strange stories that are only gossip. That Satan's using as a weapon of mass destruction to take you out. Gossip is truly a weapon of mass destruction because it's used to injure and destroy human beings, including the ones in the Church of God. We aren't exempt to that. If we're not close to God, if we're not proving all things, if we're listening to every little tidbit we hear, we open ourselves up to be destroyed or to be injured. Because it's gossip. It's not fact. Matthew 24, if you turn there with me. Matthew 24. Jesus Christ told us in the end time we would hear all sorts of things. All sorts of stories about who he is, what the gospel is. That families will divide and go against each other. Matthew 24 and verse 9. Matthew 24 and verse 9. Then they, talking about God's people, then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Will they gossip about us as well? Lie about what we believe, about what we teach? Then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. How could that happen with God's people? How could that happen? Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. Well, how do they deceive? How do false prophets deceive? They deceive with their mouth, with their tongue, by spewing all kinds of things. That's how we're deceived. But he who endures, he who protects himself from the gossip, from the lies, from the fabrications, he who endures to the end shall be saved. We have to protect ourselves. We can't allow ourselves to be opened up. Matthew 10:21 talks about this as well, about families having other family members put to death because of what they believe. Turning in family members. We are family. We are the children of God. And we must rely on God to handle things. If we choose to use a weapon of mass destruction against our family, we must be willing, as we read in Matthew earlier, we must be willing to stand before God and explain ourselves. Because it won't be anybody else's responsibility. There's nobody to point to. I don't want Jesus Christ, when He returns, to say, I want all people who gossip to stand over here. I want all people who did this to stand over here. I want to be one of those people who sat at the right hand of Jesus Christ. Because I didn't allow that weapon of mass destruction to affect me. I didn't listen to gossip. I didn't spread gossip. Nor should any of us. And shame on us if we do, as Christians and a body of Jesus Christ. We will one day have the answer to that if we do it. And I pray that none of us are. But it happens, and it is happening in God's church. And it shouldn't be. Of all places on this earth, it shouldn't be happening. Matthew 22, if you turn there with me. Matthew 22. Very, very important verses here. And I hope we never just glance over these verses, that we get the real deep spiritual meaning of these verses. Because this is who we are. This is us. Matthew 22 and verse 36. Jesus Christ was being questioned, and the question was, Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus answered and said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, not with just words. Our love for God and Jesus Christ is who we are. Our love for our neighbor, as it goes on to say, in verse 38, this is the first and great commandment. In verse 39, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. That's who we are. And we shouldn't do anything to bring harm or cause hurt or pain to each other or to anyone. We can't control or stop gossip from happening out in the world. We can't. That's God's job. But if each one of us as a Christian, as a part of the body of Jesus Christ, as a family, who is described here and who is told to love one another as we love God, if each one of us refuse, absolutely refuse to spread or to listen to gossip, it will end. That fire will not have any wood or fuel to burn in. Gossip will be over in the church of God today if we refuse to spread gossip or to listen to gossip. That's a fact. We can put it to rest. We have the power to do that. God's given us the power through His Holy Spirit to resist sin. But it's up to us to do it. That weapon of mass destruction, we found it. We located it. We see all the harm that it does. We know it exists. Now we have to destroy it. And we have that power as well to destroy it. Let's not hurt each other. Let's love each other. That's what we're told to do. Brother, I don't know how much longer any of us have. But let's not waste this time. Let's build each other up. Let's not let gossip come in here as a weapon of mass destruction and blow this church apart. Shame on us if we do. Because we can prevent it. And we are the ones who can prevent it. So let's do that. I'm absolutely proud to be in the church with all of you. I don't want to be anywhere else. I want you to be my family. I want all of those people that God has called to be my family. That's God's choice. I didn't make that choice. God did. But I'm glad He did. But I don't want to hurt anyone. And I would hope no one wants to hurt me. And we should feel that way about everyone. Let's build each other up. Let's make this church something special. Make it something that Jesus Christ is eager to get back to. Maybe we're holding up His return because we're not doing what we're supposed to do. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, we have to look at Scripture. What can we change? What can we do? What can we get to God on our knees and ask, Father, help us to never, never use that weapon of mass destruction against anyone at all. We can do that. We should do that. God expects that of each one of us.